Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from your neighbor. She just got finger banged in a movie theater. And come to think of it, I don't think she remembers much of the movie. I could be reading from a couple. They like to, once a month, drive a couple hours out of town to the nearest glory hole. He watches his wife perform. I could be reading from the guy down the street. His road trips during the fall include going to transsexual and gay hotels just to see if he can hook up and how many with in one night. You just never, ever know. And if you have any confessions, fantasies, or anything else, just feel free to send them to Nikki at Nikki at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So driving back from my getaway weekend, which was nice, peanut butter jelly wine and donut cider, very amazing, two things that I would love to go back for more. St. Julian, and they're not a sponsor, wish, winery up in Michigan. Amazing. It's been a long time since I've seen that many wines. And I loved the uniqueness of trying and nailed it. They nailed everything that I enjoyed. And I definitely did enjoy their cider, by the way. I brought home a growler of cider, the donut cider, actually, because it smells like just a nice donut glazed, amazing. I can't stop talking about it, actually. And it does taste like a donut. It tastes like liquid alkalified, maybe, donut. And yes, I did have one last night with my dinner after I got off work. Oh my gosh. And I got off late, so it was well worth it. And I probably had a little more than what I should have, but I absolutely needed it. Peanut butter and jelly wine. If you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which I still do occasionally, who doesn't, right? It, kid you not, it's not made, has done have peanuts. So if you have a peanut allergy, you're good. However, if you like peanut butter and Welch's grape jelly, this is the wine for you. I'll make sure to put the website in my show notes. Again, if you go and if you're in Michigan, in southern Michigan, right around the Michigan City, Indiana town, but it's in Michigan, actually. Amazing. It's out kind of, I mean, if you're coming from Indiana, the drive there was quite easy, but the wine to die for. I actually went Saturday and I had so much fun. And I just wanted to go back. I was going to hit other wineries, but I thought, you know, I really, really just would like to sit and have a glass of cider again. And that's exactly what I did. When I got there, they actually had a food truck and live music. And apparently they do that on Sundays. So that was nice to see. And so I canceled the rest of my wineries that I was going to go visit and do sips and decided to stay there, they had a Mexican food truck. So I had some nachos and listened to live music and had my donut cider and loaded up on peanut butter wine to bring back. And I actually bought a s'mores wine, which was quite just as nice. Definitely going to have that with some barbecue or something. Definitely, definitely. So if you are a wine person, they do have whiskey, but if you are a wine person, this is definitely a place to stop and check out and just be. So if you have sent any confessions from the end of August to recently, and I have not responded to you, I most likely didn't get it. So if you want to send it again, go ahead. I would really appreciate that. Go ahead and send it again. And this time I'll reply that I have it. I replied to two of you that I have it, and it was sent to Darcy. So if I have not replied to you, or if you have not heard it lately, send it again. The site is back up and running after some maintenance issues behind the scenes. IT was gone for a while, and then they had a hiccup to fix it or whatever. I don't know. It's not my department. So if you haven't heard it, and you have sent it from, I would say, the last week of August to last week, let's might as well go say my birthday, and you have, and I haven't responded to you. Like if you said, hey, have you received this? And I responded, and there's two of you, I know I have, then send it again, and I will make sure Darcy gets a copy of it, and I will respond, okay? You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, an old friend of mine, a girl and me, used to fool around a lot. One time we were messing around with a strap on, and I asked if she would pretend like I was fucking her against her will. I did not like rape. That seemed violent. But submission of someone else? That's so hot. Tracy, there's nothing like having someone you trust and you can give them that power to really just use you. And I think that's maybe the term you're looking for here. Just use you for their pleasure and maybe a little more rougher than what you like it. I know if there are times if I have a really a really hard day at work where I'm just mentally over it, sometimes a hard fucking is what I need. Not just no lovey-dovey, nothing, just pull my hair. Just take your pleasure out on me. Just absolutely use me the way you want to use me. And I'll tell you what, within 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes sometimes afterward, I am tapping out and I'm gone. Either I'm falling asleep or I'm just, okay, that's what I needed. Or there's times that I have pulled out my trusty, dusty womanizer. It's not dusty, very, very much undusty, actually. And that thing will give me my orgasm where I'm like, and it is. And I have came so hard with that thing that I have literally passed out, fell asleep, and I had turned it off. But when I woke up, it was still between my legs and I was really messy. So that thing does the trick too when I've had one of those days that just overstressed. So again, there's nothing wrong with taking charge of what you need and what you desire and being used maybe a little more roughly and giving someone that you trust control of your body and being used or fucked into submission, we should say. Nothing wrong with it. Matter of fact, I absolutely encourage it. Dear Nikki, okay. So I had a one-night stand, and the guy was telling everyone. I never told him not to tell anyone, but I really didn't want everyone to know. So I told everyone we didn't have sex, and the majority believed me. So if the tree falls in the forest, or if the cock falls in your pussy and you deny it, and there's no proof, Amy. I'm gonna have to agree with you here, Amy, if there's no truth, but then you really get into a territory of he said, she said, and what team believes, because, you know, and all that, you know, they're going to believe how they feel about you, correct? You know, me, I don't really care if you did or didn't. None of my business. Well, I guess it is in this sort of way, but so I do find it fascinating. What is it maybe it's because of my age. I don't know the age here, but I'm going to guess it's possibly younger. Maybe could be my age, maybe, that you still brag about your sexcapades. I don't get it. I don't get about fucking, you know, women do talk. We do. And even when I've been around, you know, the groups that I've been around, socializing with swingers and whatnot, they do talk and they talk about their sexcapades. But I kind of think that's almost like, I want to say a communal thing, but I could be wrong here. But then again, when people get around me, confessions fly, even before they knew I took confessions, confessions would fly out of their mouth. So again, we can say, I guess if the dick falls in the pussy and no one saw it, did it ever happen? It's like in high school when this girl, you know, she was like, God, you're such an absolute slut. And I'm like, wow, I'm surprised you remember me with all those dicks inside you at that party. So, yeah, I'm not as nice sometimes as I come across. I'm just saying, I'm very witty at times. And most of the time now, though, I just walk away. I have no time for it, or energy for that matter. So again, I would come back with something witty or just ignore it or deny it in your words, because at the end of the day, the person's going to believe who they believe regardless. You're not going to be able to change that. It feels like the more you fight for it or argue with it, it just seems like you're, you know, it did happen, in my opinion. But again, why do we really care? I mean, you either did or you didn't, right? Dear Nikki, back in my military days, I was 19, long story, and ended up with a girlfriend that I was screwing on a regular basis. The sister, who had just turned 18 and was about 8 months pregnant when her boyfriend vanished, imagine that, when he found out. So she was itching for some and convinced me that, well, she's already pregnant. So I was screwing both of these girls for a couple of weeks. Being young and cocky, I was flirting like crazy with her mom. One evening, I suggested on her next night off, she should let me take her on a date out at Lake Mead with some wine coolers and just relax. The girls encouraged it, pretty much demanded it. What a romantic night on the lake that was. For the next several weeks, it was heaven and hell. I was going on these romantic dates with the mom and making love to her, the best sex I've ever had, but I was trying to keep the sex apart from the girls. Plus, I was screwing the older girl almost daily while her sister was in school and trying to keep that from both mom and sis. The youngest girl I was getting about once every other day. Sounds too good to be true? Nope, it really happened, and I'm an average Joe, but it wasn't that much fun either. Don't get me wrong, the sex was great, but I was worried all the time about getting caught and how it'd fuck up everyone. Joe. Well, hello, Joe. Yeah, that's a ticking time bomb waiting surely to happen. I don't think I've ever... Now, I have dated the one time I dated someone in high school. Yes, I know, hard to believe, right? I had somebody at a different school, and that was anxiety enough ridden as it was, just because I was juggling the two. Yeah. And as exciting and exhilarating as it can be, it just wasn't worth it. I mean, it just wasn't worth it in the end. So I let them both go because I didn't want to shit where I eat. And the other one was just, yeah, no, nope, I'm good. I can't imagine juggling a dad and his two sons. I couldn't imagine that, Joe. I'm wondering how you ended it. That's what I would like to know. How'd you end it? And you know, eventually they all found out, or two of them found out and the other one kept their mouth shut. That's how I'm thinking this all ended, eventually behind your back, if that's how cleanly it ended. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine being in that scenario. Good for you, Joe. I could see where it's exciting at first, but I think after 2 weeks of that, even if it was just two brothers, I'd tap out and collect my things, move out of state, and just clean break. Yep, because you know that is going to be a mess when it hits the fan, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it. What about you guys? Dear Nikki, I really had a thing for my ex-boyfriend's dad once he walked in on me in the bathroom when he was visiting, and I stood up with my skirt up and gave him the fuck me smile. I can't believe I did it. But he just groaned and said some shit about his son loving me. Oh well, his loss. Mary. I can honestly say I've never been walked in on the bathroom with my boyfriend's dad. I did have one boyfriend that I always can go back to and remember. He was younger. He was one of my three youngers. And he had an Air Force dad that was HOT. Like, I think I stayed with him as long as I did, just so I could get glimpses of his dad. Yeah, his dad was very extremely attractively hot. Just going to lay that right there. If your ex-boyfriend, I guess it wouldn't really be an ex. I guess it's an ex now. So boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever we're calling the partner, walked in on you Would you give them a go fuck me smile? I don't think that would be the smile I'd have. I'd be like, yeah. And then if he's that, see, I'm confused now, Amy. I'm sorry. I'm just really confused. But no, this would not be me in the bathroom giving me a go fuck me smile, especially if I'm picturing what I think you were doing before he walked in. Just saying. Dear Nikki, as my part of introduction to swinging, Jane decided that I should do some more out of control than I had already done. She contacted Caroline, who arranged ladies' evening for the local groups. These evenings included many games, but mostly the women went for strippers that were on three times in the evening. Caroline was a little reserved about including an amateur in the events, but allowed it if she could see me do my act first. I turned up at her house to do my thing, and only to find four women there. She said if I couldn't do it for them, then I'd be no good on stage. I went through the act with them watching closely. She insisted that I move around the room, coming to her close, and I would expect it to do in the act. When I did, she grabbed my cock and made sure I was stood up okay. The others all had a bit of action groping and touching me. Then Caroline told me that she needed to see me with a selected woman from the audience, as they would expect some play on stage. She told Kelly to go up and help. I was joined to her as though she had invited her up. I decided to get her to oil me up and let her rub oil into my chest and back. She decided to start oiling my legs and knelt in front of me with her head at the cock level. I still had the thong on, but she reached inside with her oily hand and started to massage it. When she was finished, I was standing to attention, and the thong was completely useless. I made her move it as part of the act and made sure she played some more. I could tell that Caroline wanted more and asked if she wanted me to come for them, and the answer was yes. I invited one of the others to attend to me and got her to reach from behind and start rubbing me off. I didn't come easily, and the shot more than I normally do. After the few first finishing bits, I then ended my act. It had gone further than I practiced, but I thought I had done well. After we left, Jean told me that they normally only get hard-ons and play a little, then leave, so I had been better than Caroline expected. Needless to say, I got the opportunity to go ahead. The real thing was different. First, there was an audience, 60 women from 18 to their 50s, all with booze inside them, and I watched the first stripper get mauled in ferociously by the pack. He got off the stage before too many had handled his cock, and when I spoke to him in the room, where we changed, he said that they were only as bad as these things usually were. He was a homosexual and did this purely for money. I thought he was a bit too pretty, but the women didn't seem to care. I didn't see the second guy perform because I was getting ready. When he came back and he reckoned that they were going to suck me dry, he said that they wanted him to come on stage, but he never did that, and they got quite angry. His advice to me was to give everything, as I was not a professional and couldn't screw my career by going too far. The performance was going well. I had ripped off my trousers and got to the tight short type things just as I started to play. Pulling them down a bit and showing my bum, a woman leapt onto stage. This was not anticipated, but I got her to help me as I encouraged her to grab my tackle. I made her stand behind me and reach around, caressing my chest. She moved her hands down and started to play with my cock through my material for all to watch. I got her to slide her hands inside the short things and then move over to my hips. As she did so, revealing the smallest thong barely covering my now straining cock, I decided to grope her a bit as a reward for me to letting her get away with the stunt. As I pulled her to me, I slid my hands up her skirt and grabbed her bum cheeks. The audience loved it when I grabbed her panties and pulled them down. They were really up for it. She, however, was not. She pulled up her knickers and fled the stage. A bit more moving around, and I went to the crowd and pulled another woman on stage. She was about 20, shy, and a little reserved. I got her to oil me up, rubbing in all the best places, but she wouldn't go near my cock. After a while, I persuaded her to tug my thong over my cock and make sure I was fully exposed to the crowd. They started to cheer her on, and she eventually lowered it to the floor, and I stepped out of it. She wouldn't rub oil on my cock and resisted the very strongly for a long time. However, she eventually did, and I firmly rose to the occasion. She wouldn't toss me off, though. After escorting her back to the crowd, I had to end the session without coming. The crowd was very upset by it, but there was no planned time in the music for that much delay, and I had to get off. In the changing room, Caroline said that I'd done well and she wanted me to do another show, this time all the way to completion and possibly more with the right participant could be found. She asked if I would stay naked and have a couple of drinks before I left to sop to the crowd and agreed. Sitting in a full bar naked with a group of women was an awesome experience as they felt it was okay to touch me in any way they saw fit, something they would never do to a clothed man. I enjoyed it, but felt a little uncomfortable. I did the other job, though, but that's another story.
Greg. Well, hello, Greg. So, I've never been a stripper, but I know an ex-male stripper. And the stories he would tell me were completely wild. Very, very different from women stripping, okay? When I'm sexually aroused, I get sexually aggressive. But as you would never find me in a male strip club unless I was dragged there. And I wouldn't get it. And as he keeps telling me, I would be the one they'd pull up on stage just because I don't get it. I just don't. It's one of those things I don't, maybe that's broken in me. I'm not sure. I, however, not sure I'd want to be in the audience, especially front row. I mean, I wonder if it's like the Gallagher thing, would they give you the, if I'm saying the right comedian, he's the one that would take the sledgehammer and smash watermelons on stage. So usually the front two rows had, or like the Blue Man Group, I think they do the same thing where they have the sheet, like this, not a sheet, but it's the plastic tarp clear that goes over you so you don't get gunk on you. Yeah. Could you imagine though, wearing a raincoat in a strip club? Now you'd be looking like a walking condom, just saying. So yeah, no. I think this is definitely a no for me, but it would be interesting to see. Watching someone complete on stage, I think I would watch it like a science experiment. It'd be interesting, but would do nothing for me. Just saying. But women do get aggressive, especially when they're turned on. Dear Nikki, we had a romantic getaway a couple weeks ago. A couple of times I went down on her for nearly an hour. She was reading a Playboy and watching a porno as I took my time. Can you imagine being in her place? Your legs open and I'm lying down with my head between your legs. Your eyelashes dash between the Playboy and the TV. I lick gently along your clit and kiss your outer lips. My tongue runs along your inner lips. I make sure my tongue is wet as I use it to get to your inner lips to stand out. Then I wrap your sensitive nub with my lips and gently pull. My tug then rubs the small nub coming out from under the hood. You're melting as you feel my mouth carefully and gently pleasuring you. Your eyes scan the Playboy and you see the beautiful body of a famous actress spread out in poetic form. Then you look up at the TV and see a large cock entering a wet pussy. And then you feel my tongue run along the small hairs of your outer lips. I go deeper and lap the entrance to you as my nose rubs your clitoris. I draw my mouth up and my stiff tongue flicks your clitoris. Your pussy is now fully open. Your outer lips have allowed your now reddened inner lips to stick out on their own, and your clitoris keeps itself shown from under the hood. I cover the bottom row of my teeth with my lower lip and chew you out. It's a hard rub against your clitoris. I keep the pace and slow as you keep looking at the pretty actress and to look at the people fucking on the screen. You're overstimulated and need to close your eyes and feel my touch. I move my mouth back to the opening of your pussy and lapped up your sweet nectar. You can't take it anymore, and you grab me and pull me up to you. As you taste your own juices on my lips, my cock slides into you. Your hot, wet canal allows me to slide in deeper and deeper with each thrust. I buck wildly until I come deep within you, and then I go back down on you and continue to pleasure you. It was fun with my wife. It can definitely be fun with you, Ben. Well, I'm blushing, Ben. It does sound very delightful. I'm gonna have to pass this one on to my lover. Just saying. So I remember my first Playboy, and we'll get back to Ben here in a second. And it was a Santa with his coat open, pants down, and the woman elf was giving him a blowjob. Yep, I think she was an elf. I don't know. I just remember her being curvish and imagine this, blonde. She was blonde. And I think she had 20 years. I wasn't really paying attention. I was just saying I was naked. That's all I'm going to say. So I was quite young when I found my first Playboy. But yes, I did find them. And I didn't read the article, just saying a whole Santa thing. And I blushed and put it away. But yes, you're definitely right, Ben. This definitely sounds something I would like to chew on. Or rather have you chew me out. Not in a bad way, but in a definitely delicious, very painstakingly take your time please kind of way. I do like that I'm like your wife and can get overstimulated, and I can very fast that I do have to close my eyes. The whole me reading, you eating me out, I'm me watching TV kind of thing, that would be, I think the reading would have to go, because eventually, yeah, not focused on it, and I'd be reading the over and over again. So yeah, I think the reading would have to go, but that's me. So Ben, I am passing this on to my lover, and definitely making sure he takes notes. What do you think? Are you passing Ben's suggesting along for your lover, for your partner, playmate, or whatever you call them? I'd really like to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, if I haven't responded to you and you sent something from the last week or two of August till my birthday, which was Saturday, and I have not responded back, or if you've not heard it, go ahead and send it to me again in email form. That way, and I'll respond to you this time. So, but I know there's two of you that have resent it, and I can forward it on, you know, I've already responded to you, so you don't need to resend it. And I forwarded it on to Darcy already, so he has them. But if you have not heard it or heard anything of it and you're not sure, and you did send something within those 2 weeks to a month, go ahead and send them again just to make sure we have them and Darcy can sort it out. And in closing, hello lover, how about we go to that bedroom? You can cover the bottom row of your teeth with your lower lip and chew me out, you know, making me come really hard. I definitely need it. What about you? I really want to know. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.